Nolte, poll shows Trump earns more than twice as much trust as media. By John Nolte on February 29, 2020. Morning Consult did an extensive, in-depth poll looking at trust, and it found that trust in President Trump is more than twice that of the news media. The question is, do you trust ex-brand a lot to do the right thing? The media ranked a dismal 16 out of 20, with just 8% saying they trust media a lot to do the right thing. Trump landed right in the middle of the pile in 12th place, as 20% said they trust him a lot to do the right thing, which more than doubles the media. No brand was able to inch over 50%. In fact, only one brand hit 50, and that was your primary doctor. The survey was taken over a three-month period at the end of last year and based on 16,700 interviews of U.S. adults. It was released earlier this year. Here are the top five. Your primary doctor, 50%. The military, 44%. Amazon, 39%. Google, 38%. Extreme weather warnings, 36%. The bottom five are just as fascinating. Capitalism, 14%. The news media, 8%. The U.S. government, 7%. Wall Street, 5%. Hollywood, 4%. I also found it interesting that only 26% trust scientific studies a lot, but why would we trust these people at all? One day, coffee is poison, the next, it's a cure. One day, salt is the devil, and then, after decades of depriving ourselves, we discover it's not. And how many doomsday predictions have these idiots gotten wrong? Oh, only all of them. Because no other politicians are part of the survey, there is no way to put Trump's trust level in context. There are four names in the poll. Tom Hanks at 34% and Oprah Winfrey at 27% both beat Trump. But Warren Buffett at 16% loses to Trump. Which makes one wonder. Who the hell doesn't trust Tom Hanks? Oh, yeah. Larry Crown. But how deliciously ironic is it that after 4 years of the fake media pounding away at Trump, 4 years of the media firing fake news torpedoes at Trump, those torpedoes only ended up turning around to sink the news media. That's exactly what's happened. In their hysterical zeal to destroy Trump, the media have destroyed themselves, and you cannot even call it a Pyrrhic victory because there is no victory. Going into his re-election campaign, Trump is in better shape than he's ever been. The media's coup attempt failed. The hate campaigns failed. The relentless attempts to talk Americans into a recession failed. The lies, the fake news, the propaganda. It has all failed. No, it backfired, because here the media are now, at the bottom of the pack, in single digits, which is exactly where these degenerates belong. And this is good news for America. Oh, I know, the appropriate and correct thing to say in this situation is, it's bad for America when you can't trust the media. Please. The idea that we should ever trust 500 or so self-appointed elites on issues as consequential as national policy, the direction of the country, who our leaders should be, and democracy itself is what's bad for America. Anyone with that kind of power. Anyone who's part of a cult and who follows the strict rules and beliefs of that cult and is backed by billions of corporate dollars. Only a fool starts from a position of trust. I trust my wife. I trust my parents. I trust my neighbors. Anyone else gets the side eye. I'm an American, not a cow. The primary reason this is good news, though, is that in their zeal to overturn a lawful presidential election, the media sacrificed the thing they valued most, their ability to influence public opinion, to shape the outcome of events and elections. Impotent white noise. That's all the media are now. And it's glorious. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.